Thank you for coming back, everyone. And if this is your first time here, welcome. I hope that you're doing good and feeling well. I'm your host, Legally Black, and this is They Didn't Tell You Podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to my podcast on your favorite streaming platform. Also, rate my podcast and leave me a review. Let potential listeners know why you like my podcast. Maybe share one of your favorite episodes or guests, because sharing is caring. I value a good opinion, y'all. So I felt like if one of you or any of you, those of you who already have been willing to let folks in on your experience with my podcast a bit, I truly appreciate it. It's valuable. It's what gets people in the door to listen. So this week I'm here to talk about one of my favorite things to do. Take time off of work, y'all. More specifically, time off of work where I have no plan schedule, no doctor's appointments, no hair appointments, no nothing. I wanted to get rid of the idea that there needs to be a specific reason to take time off, like taking time off for a lack of taking time off. That cycle for me is like, it was too crazy and I didn't want to feel like that anymore. I feel like you deserve to wake up on a random day of your choosing with not a single plan in mind. I wanted to enjoy a day where I felt I can do whatever I feel moved to do when I wake up that morning. And that shit just sounded like freedom to me. I stopped caring about what anyone thought about me taking time off of work and how that made me look, whether that was colleagues or supervisors, because it was becoming pretty unhealthy for me not to. I kept reminding myself that I'm replaceable. So if I burn out, where does that leave me? I used to feel like if I in my body do not feel a physical pain, a physical ache, that I didn't need to take time off of work. Once upon a time, I was going to work mentally unwell. Like there was no therapist in sight, no coping mechanisms that I could use or employ. So me going to work mentally unwell was because I wanted to be present. I wanted to show up at my new job because to me, being present was what was most important. I think important to me, and then also I felt like it was important to my employer. I have worked through some of the toughest moments in my life, like times where I should have taken a day off, times where I should have just called out, but I didn't because I felt like emotional or mental strain wasn't a good enough reason for me to take off of work, which is crazy because today I'll call out in a heartbeat if my head isn't in the game. And I know that we can have bad relationships, I would say, with people, with money, with things, but I didn't think that I would develop a bad relationship with my time off and wanting to pour back into me. What's wild is that there are employers that will provide you with a set amount of hours, whether it be sick, personal time, vacation time, to use, or you stand the chance of losing it if you don't use it within a certain time frame. But when they take weeks to approve one or two days off or get flustered because you're not in the office like they want you to be, it makes me wonder, why do they bother giving us time off to use in the first place? It's like they want us to enjoy the thought of being able to take time off when you want while making it hard for you to do so. I have grown to realize that for some companies, it's ideal to have employees that are concerned about looking bad for taking time off. And I want to say shout out to the jobs that y'all have that don't play none of these reindeer games that let you take your time off without any issue. There's so few of you out there, but I know you exist. I saw an interesting work and career related post on Instagram the other day, and from what I gathered, it was explaining that essentially jobs do not have to be our lives. I mean, I don't feel like my job is my life. However, they are a means to maintaining it. So what I want to do is go over a few things with you on how I go about taking time off and some reasons why you should take time off and how it can help you. Also, please know that these examples are for those of us who do or have felt guilty about taking their time or are workaholics and they'll never take no time. If you've been slacking at work, if you've been calling out on a regular basis without submitting or scheduling any time off constantly, I don't know if this episode is for you, and I don't know if what I'm going to say is going to be helpful. I might have to make another episode for that. But first things first, I like to plan ahead. I do not like the idea of my time off being denied. So I make it a point to do some checks and balances when it comes to selecting my time off. I don't typically request days when I notice there's going to be a lot of people out of the office. That's just me. However, if I need a day, I need the day. So I'll submit my request. I'll acknowledge that there's several others who have the same day off because I look at the calendar. And then I detail why I need it off as well and suggest that we work as a team to get some support, okay, and coverage when and where necessary. Some things in life are just unavoidable. And I feel like, you know, if all else fails, because I've been told before, like, no, there's too many people off this particular day, but I have a specific need for the day off. And it's one that I am not willing to waver on. Sometimes I'm just prepared to take the L, y'all, with these days off situation. I'm just prepared to be like, I'll call out sick. Yes, I just asked you for this day off, but I'll also call out sick if you deny my time, and then we can go and take it from there. I need you to understand, like, I am a team player, but when I need something, I'm an adult. I need it. And then we can talk as adults and professionals on how to move forward from there. But I don't go into things wanting to be difficult. I like to be solution oriented when it comes down to, you know, time off requests and ensuring that we have appropriate office coverage. But, you know, it's the nature of the game when you're working for people and with others. So after I've considered all the variables, which includes my work responsibilities, I make sure that when I'm looking at that calendar, like I said, I'm highlighting the days that I feel like are up for grabs. And I personally like selecting random days off of work. And what I found from picking random days, days where, like I said before, I don't have anything planned to do, by the time that week rolls up, I forgot I took that time off. So that Wednesday, that Thursday, that Monday, whatever I took off, it comes as a pleasant surprise to me because I'm like, oh, word, I forgot I scheduled some me time in here. And so I put this request in for the upcoming month at the end of the previous month. So for the month of April, for my days off that have already been approved, I put that request in weeks ago in March. I wanted to make time off and the use of it normal for me. I needed to normalize using my vacation, my sick, and my comp time, because having months worth of time off is cute, because I have currently have months worth of time off accrued, right? It's cute until the end of the year hits and then you learn that if you don't use X amount of hours by X date, that is curtains for all those hours. You lose them and you do not get them back. So take time to look at your hours and make a plan for yourself. Planning my days off ahead of time has truly improved my mental health, like, tremendously. And knowing that I create time for me to do me is undefeated. So next up, I want to make sure you are aware that it's okay to call out. I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with calling out of work the day of, especially if you feel like it's a day where you're not going to be focused and you can't be focused because you got too much going on. And honestly, you know what I think about when I go to work and feeling like, damn, I should have called out today? I'm distracted. Something in my personal life, something going on. It could even be professional life, right? Something at work, something at home, something with me is troubling me so much that it's occupying my mind. And so because I'm distracted, I worry that that's how accidents are going to happen. Accidents at work, accidents on the road, accidents, period. You know, when you're distracted, especially when I'm like, let's think about it. Let's think about when you're cooking. When you're cooking and you're thinking of a whole bunch of other stuff that you're doing, you're not paying attention. Or if you're cutting vegetables, you're not paying attention to the task because you're living in your head. And now you done cut your finger. Now you done burnt the food. Now, no, I don't like to work or do anything in those conditions. I call out. I even call out on my weekends. If I feel like I woke up on a Saturday and I'm just not feeling and I had a whole day, I'll call off on my weekend. I'll call out, period. Now, I will admit that it's not ideal to call out of work the day of. Of course, it's not ideal, right? No one really wants to do that. No one wants to feel like, damn, this person don't care about us. But sometimes you got to do what you need to do. And I don't want you second guessing yourself for it. I want you just go ahead and do it. And I'm assuming that you don't do this very often. Now, for me, I don't really call out the day of. I don't actually really call out much the day of, because unless I'm like really, really sick. My last minute call outs actually have always been because I was physically sick. Like 9.9 times out of 10, I'm out because either I got cramps or I got a really bad headache from it, and those things took me out. Outside of that, I never really call out, you know, like that. But having learned my lesson about working when I'm no good mentally, I now know, and I'm in full agreement, is what I'm trying to say, with myself, that if I wake up mentally drained, I'm out for the day. I'm not doing it. That's it. No questions asked, no guilt to be felt, no nothing. And I need you to let me know if this is something that you have or still struggle with. Like, I'm really curious. Do people still struggle with calling out the day of? I know some people might be like, that ain't me. I call out. But not everybody has the same type of job. Not everybody has the same type of flexibility. So for calling out for somebody that may not, it may not be as stressful for others. It could be like, this is my job. It means my job. I can lose it if I continue to call out, if I call out. It just makes people really, oh my God, people really get offended. These supervisors, our bosses, they really get offended when we want to use the time off. It's just, I don't know how many times I'm going to say it this episode, but that really just takes me out. Some reasons why you can call out really are any reason, honestly, any reason you can call out. But most important, I would say, like I said before, if you're not focused, you got some family, friend, or just overall general relationship drama, AKA again, you're not going to be focused. You're no longer taking care of yourselves. All forms of self-care that you used to use in the past are now a thing of the past. You're overwhelmed in general. And last but not least, just because you feel like it. So I was looking up some articles that was saying, you know, you shouldn't necessarily lie about why you're calling out the day of. But what I think about is like, is that not what sick time is for? So that I don't have to really tell you why I'm calling out. Like, if I'm sick, I'm sick. And if I choose to disclose it, or if we need to take like an extended leave of absence, then of course our employer would need to know, like, hey, let me know if you're going to be off for 2 weeks. We need to know what's up. You need to submit some documentation so we can do what we got to do. But if it's a day or two, like, you don't got to disclose that. So I know some people are like, there's always this joke of like, I called out today and I came in with braids the next day. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, this is probably why I need to work for myself. Cause I know somebody probably listening like, no, that's not how it should be. But why not? Why not? Why can't I take a day off to say, you know what, to hell with it. I'm going to do my hair. Why must I need, you know, granted, these appointments are most likely planned ahead. But if you have people working in environments where their bosses never approve their time off or give them a hard time approving their time off, or there's so much anxiety around getting time off approved, sometimes you just need to take it and let the chips fall where they may. I had to tell somebody, and it's not to be, you know, rude or make it seem like I think I'm holier than thou or better. I don't know. But I'm not afraid of nobody. Not anybody at my job. I'm not afraid of losing a job. I'm not afraid of somebody, not anymore, coming to me telling me about, well, you're taking this time. I'm not afraid of really any conversation. There's not many conversations I'm afraid of. The few that I am is afraid with me and my therapist. That's between me and her. Outside of that, I don't mind the conversation of, well, why do you think I don't need this time off? Like I said before, has anything changed with my work? Has someone complained? What was the reason? Right? So I've learned that it's absolutely okay to be vague. And honestly, stretch the truth a little bit. Nobody really is owed your business. And I feel like I didn't sign away my life and my rights and my right to my privacy in doing what I feel is needed for me when I took on any job. Another reason that I recognized in me why I like taking time off, why I will do it and always be an advocate for it, in addition to, and this is not what this episode is about, but in addition to leaving work on time, Tiffany don't play. When I'm at work and the clock strikes 5, my coat, my shoes, I take my shoes off at work. My coat, my shoes, my bag, my keys are all in hand and I'm already out the door. The door's already been unlocked at 5:00. At 4:55, my coat's on. I don't play no games. But for me, while I may hate that my time off has like an end date, I do find that when I come back to work, I'm much more refreshed. I'm much more productive in my workday. And honestly, I can stand a few colleagues that get on my nerves a bit more. honestly. And I feel like I hope other people feel that way too. Like, we spend the majority of our time with people at work, with people who we don't love, people who we don't feel obligated to, outside of the work life realm. And so I think, like, imagine working in an environment that's not the best and having to work with a colleague who tries you on a regular basis. Imagine the stress of all that. Some time away and some time off can from them can help you get your thoughts together and honestly prevent you from potentially going off. We all need an opportunity to do a little bit of a reset and a check-in with ourselves. So if you have never taken time off just in seeing what it does for you morale-wise at work, productivity-wise at work, try to see what happens. And I encourage you to do it on days that you have nothing planned, like I said earlier. Last but not least, because I don't want to harp on this topic, I just want you to remind you to take your time off. Last but not least, it's the burnout for me. We need to prevent this as much as we can. And we all know what that burnt out feeling feels like. The eyes scratchy. Actually, my eyes were really scratchy the other day, but I'm off on Monday. So I'm good. I'm getting my hair braided on Monday, so I'm Gucci. But all of a sudden, like, I be feeling sick. I got headaches on a regular basis. There's this feeling of, like, being high-key depressed. Even the thought of entering the doors of my job, you know, tasks are getting done, but not to the best of my ability, because I personally know that I can do better. And I am afraid, y'all. There's some things that I like to choose. I choose to be afraid of. And one of the things of being afraid of, I'm afraid of, is being mentally drained. I'm very concerned about feeling like I'm so far gone that I can't even get myself going. I can't get myself home. I don't even know what's the first step to take. It's almost like learning how to walk again. I don't like that feeling. You need to take care of you. Burning out leaves nothing for you. First, nothing for you. And second, nothing for everything else that you touch, love, work on, or work with. That burnout feeling will literally leave you like, I imagine myself feeling like a pile of ash. Like, there's really nothing here. And I don't want to feel like I'm a zombie moving in the same direction as other zombies. And that's just meeting colleagues and people who just, you know, clock in, clock out, clock in, clock out. Like, even as I leave work, I commute to work now. So even as I leave, I feel like one of the zombies, you know, in their car heading home to come back the very next day and do it all over again. It's just like, it's like I said before, the nature of the game. But man, when you drive, I drive over an hour in nearly over an hour and 15 minutes. So about an hour and 20 minutes going, an hour, 20 minutes coming home. That right there burns me out. So by the time I get to work, I'm exhausted. I work all day and then I pack up my stuff, get in my car, and then hit work traffic, which is not too bad sometimes, but it's still over an hour drive. I'm in my car for almost 3 hours a day just driving. That can burn you out, right? So all in all, you know, sometimes I feel like my episodes could be one big rant, but all in all, this may have been one big rant, but I hope it encourages someone to recognize that we don't have to subscribe to the old ways and old mindsets of our parents, grandparents, even these employers try to instill in us. If they provide you with time to take off, take it. All right, we are at the end of the episode. And if you're new here, typically at the end of my episodes, I highlight a song of the week, either myself or my guests do. Just something that either connects with the topic we're talking about or just a song that we're vibing with this particular week. So for this week's episode, I picked the song Good Days by SZA. I'm not going to pull out any lyrics from it. All I'm going to do is just say, press play. I'm sure many of you have already heard it. Because for me, good days equal days off. And that's just how I'm going to leave this episode, okay? If you want some good days, take some days off. They're not always going to be easy. Taking a day off, it's not going to feel good necessarily. Sometimes taking time off, especially time off to do nothing, it doesn't matter. The goal is to encourage you to have more good days outside of the office. And that's all I have to say about that. Thank y'all for tuning in this week, as you do every single week. I truly appreciate y'all so much. Please go to my website, www.theydidn'ttellyou.com, and get you some merch. Thank you to those of you who have shot with me over the weekend and shot with me in the past few weeks. I truly appreciate y'all, and I really can't wait to show y'all what I'm working on for the summer. I haven't really finalized anything yet, but it's coming, and I'm really excited about it. This song, Good Days, will be on the playlist. The links are in the bio. I have a playlist for my podcast for season 2, if you do not know. So just go into the link in my bio, and you'll be directed right to it. It's available on Apple. What else I have to say? That's it. Thank y'all for being real ones and holding me down and showing me love the way you have. The support is greatly appreciated, and it does not go unnoticed. I'll see y'all again next week. Bye.